On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, we're joined in studio by Solar Safe Pool Covers. Locally owned, locally invented, locally manufactured. You talked earlier, you measure the pool, so you cut your rectangle, so then you come out on site and sew seam it to all the different curves and designs and angles that that the pool builder incorporated into it. We've talked about the safety factor, that it 450 was the minimum, but you said the whole neighborhood. We're the only ones in my neighborhood.
You are the neighborhood.
For a subdivision, you know, I know we've probably never maxed it out and fell in, but what people need to picture is if this ever did fall in, you Lethal Weapon, when they shoot the guy and he falls in and they're trying to get him out of the pool cover, this is a much thicker product and it doesn't collapse in on itself.
Well, actually, excellent point I hadn't thought of to mention. Blue bubble covers are death traps. If you have a fence and you have a safety issue and you put a blue bubble cover on your pool to heat it up a little bit, if anybody's ever jumped in on a blue bubble cover, it wraps around and surrounds you and immediately makes your legs immobile. And unless your arms are up here where you can flail around, it'll trap your arms. So blue bubble covers and little children are no-nos.
And that's not a factor here because of the thickness, the vinyl.
Correct.
It doesn't have that ceramic effect.
Right.
Saran wrap effect.
Ours is attached to the deck. It can't wrap around you.
It extends the life. We've talked about money savings. We talked about water savings, but you made a great point earlier that, you know, that's 15,000 gallons of water you have now.
Yeah, 15,000 gallons and we'll stop evaporation about 90%. If you hibernate your pool over the course of several years, you may have to top off your pool once or twice a year.
And if you're not putting chemicals in it and doing the pump, it's a great water source. We're talking emergency preparedness.
Yeah, you're talking about your bug out bags in the prior hour. And if we have a power failure, whether it be a sunspot or whatever it may be, just a long-term power failure, the pool water can be a great emergency water source. You can get a ceramic filter for $20 and make just about any water totally drinkable.
You know, our neighbors are gone 6 months out of the year. And with this bad storm, they saw on the news, they called us and asked, would you please go in the house? So we went in the house, and I said, well, let's go out and check the backyard. I opened the door, and there was a little note from the pool guy that said, fill your pool, or you're going to burn up your motor. And we don't check the pool. They don't have a pool service there. So, you know, if it hadn't been that big old rain, their motor would have burned up. So it's a great application if you're gone and don't want to have somebody come check it.
Yeah, great point.
Now, once a quarter, we get together in all different markets of the state with our Rosie Certified partners. Just this Tuesday, we were in downtown Phoenix at a company called Rheus, their home energy audit company. A lot of, obviously, if someone has a pool and they're auditing energy use, the consumption of electricity for the pool is pretty much, up till now, the only thing an energy auditor could recommend.
Yeah, correct. Hats off to Rheus. I appreciate the opportunity to be there. And by the way, I had them do the energy audit at my house, and they did a great job. Yeah, most energy audit companies, when it comes to the pool, said, oh, just put on a variable speed pool pump. There's a new law out that when your single speed pump burns out, you're not allowed to replace it. You have to put in a two-speed or a variable speed pump. If you go to Leslie's Pool Store today, a variable speed pump is $1,199 uninstalled. So they're very good at energy savings, but they're very expensive. For not much more money, you can put our cover in, and if your single speed pump is still fine, you can make it last for years longer, because even if you do use your pool, you can cut your pool pumping time down 90%. So if you're not hibernating your pool, you can still save about 90% on your electric bill.
For a pool owner, it after listening to this hour, it doesn't make sense to not for me, it seems like it makes no sense to not have a pool cover now.
Well, yeah, I think you're preaching to the choir here with me. That's the message we're trying to get across, and we advertise in various media, and particularly at pool show or at home shows. It's kind of fun when people walk by, and you know, you got about a split second to get their attention as their heads are going left and right down the aisles, and they'll stop and see ours and go, "I need that." So people see the pictures and they immediately understand the value of it. So whether you need it for safety or reducing your costs or any of the other options that are available, it's silly just to have a pool sitting out there evaporating and having all the dirt and debris and be a safety risk if you've got an option like our pool cover.
And when is your next home show? So if people wanted to see it.
The one coming up, the 26th, 27th, and 28th at Maricopa County, we'll be there.
We'll be there, too.
Yes.
And I know I've seen you at Saba and Tucson as well. You cover virtually the whole state. Obviously, most pool owners are below the rim, I would assume.
Yes.
You might find an occasional one here or there in Sedona and some big commercial ones in Flagstaff for the colleges and everything. But most of your candidates are below the rim. One thing that I want to touch on one more on all that is just the cleanliness. You heard Mom and Dad joking earlier about Mom's the pool gal at the house. And with this on
there. That wasn't a joke.
Right. Y'all were, whatever, I'm not going to touch that. With this on there, because of the thickness, it keeps the light out so there's no algae growth and the debris doesn't go in there. Everyone that's had a pool has been out there and cleaned it, swept it, vacuumed it at least once or twice since these rains came.
Yes. Ironically, when we took the cover off my dad's pool after 8 years, I only had to backwash the pool one time. The amount of debris that was on the bottom of the pool was probably 1.5 to 2 monsoon storms worth of debris. And so there's not a whole lot of material that gets through there over the course of time. And anytime you try to reduce the maintenance on a pool, you just need to make sure that all your chemistry is correct. And I don't mean just pH and chlorine, your total dissolved solids, your alkalinity, your phosphates, all of those things have to be in the correct proportions to hibernate a pool or just to take care of a pool in general.
And if somebody wanted to reach you during the week?
Phone number 623-869-6015 or solarsafepoolcovers.com.
Very good. Thank you for joining us this Saturday morning. If you're a pool owner and you're looking to save a couple thousand, $2,000 to $3,000 a year on your expenses, or hibernate it indefinitely till you sell again, it's Solar Safe Pool Covers. What a wonderful